the most meaningful sort of literary classical experience for me was in my freshman year of college when I first read Plato's Symposium. And this is a story that I think a lot of gay men tell. The Symposium is a dialogue about love and the meaning of love. Because this is a series of speeches, and one of the guests at the symposium is a literary version of the comedian Aristophanes, who wrote a lot of excellent comedy, including a play called Lysistrata that is incredibly funny that everyone should read. But in Plato has him make this speech that is incredibly strange and also like deeply beautiful about like what humanity used to be like, that like we had two faces, one on each side of our head. We were like two bodies basically stuck back to back, and for some people both of them were male, and for some people both of them were female, and for some people it was mixed. But then humanity grew too powerful, and the gods struck us down, and Zeus split us in half and created sort of a primordial wound in human nature. And that's what love is. Love is the expression, erotic desire is the expression of that wound, of that incompleteness. So at the same time, you have this sort of comical picture of the, like these sort of like roly-poly round people sort of rolling around, but this incredibly like just heart-wrenching portrayal. Incidentally, this speech has also been reinterpreted as a song in a spectacular musical called Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which is a wonderful musical by John Cameron Mitchell, and is deeply weird and deeply queer and is obsessed with Plato. Oh, you should also go see that.
Oh man, I saw it with Neil Patrick Harris, and it was divine. It was divine. Oh my god, it was so amazing. There's a point where he was dancing on top of a car in heels, and it was like terrifying because it seemed like, you know, he would fall at any moment. And it was like, this is like the most divine experience I've ever witnessed.
This I can't help but want this stuff to survive. Not only because this is the only way I'm getting paid, but because I think people continue to like it, and it can be deeply sort of formative if you're exposed to it in the right way, and if you're exposed to it in a way that lets you sort of take ownership of it and experience it weirdly, and then do your own weirdness with it.